This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Then go to the checkout line, put in the word quest as a promo code, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of content up there, people. Go check it out. And by stackup.org. Excellent community. In today's news, we got some games coming to both PlayStation and Switch. Shift Up is hiring, and you might want to watch your equipment. But today, we start with an article from DualShockers, because some of the Grand Theft Auto V actors could be coming into the GTA Online Summer Update. So, what happened this week is that Rockstar gave the GTA fans a teaser for the future GTA Online Update. And that was over on the Rockstar Games website. And they showed some new benefits of GTA Plus, which is the new subscription service. But at the bottom of the post, it did confirm that GTA Online will once again receive a big summer update. So here's what some of the posts did say. Quote, "Plus, look out for the opportunity to secure a new bonus supercard as part of your GTA Plus membership with this summer's big GTA Online update." Now, one of the possibilities, basically rumors have been going around, that Michael DeSanta could be coming back to the game. And Michael was one of the three main protagonists in Grand Theft Auto V in 2013. Now, it is highly unlikely, according to DualShockers, because Ned Luke, the voice actor of Michael, did tease that he could come back to the game quite a few times in the past. But DualShockers did say it was also possible that some of the other characters could come back, like Franklin, Lamar, Lester, Ron, and Trevor, and maybe more of the Grand Theft Auto V characters. They did come back, but Michael DeSanta did not. Now, Neuro on Twitter did talk about this, and Ned Luke did reply to it. So here's what Neuro did say, quote, "Rockstar Games had just announced that big update will be coming to GTA Online this summer. It's time for us to receive the long-awaited Michael update." And Ned Luke did say, "Wouldn't that be nice?" Now, Luke is known to teasing fans on Twitter, but Fenteno did respond saying, quote, maybe a Michael and Franklin one, end quote. And that was Sean Fenteno on Twitter after Rockstar Universe did say, quote, "Picture this, Michael-related DLC, final mission is he escapes to Lisa, gets a plane, and he's going to Vice City. Would be a great way to tease him in GTA 6. We'll see what happens. Apex Legends would like to apologize to you via PC Gamer after they broke the game. The developers broke the game. So right now, according to PC Gamer, Apex Legends is going through a rough patch right now because the players have reported account resets after the last update. Now the issue has been fixed, but there are other problems that are still around. Respawn did tell people to be patient and wait for more info. And this is what Respawn did say about the reports. Quote, "We've rolled out an update to address the issue. Any account logging in will not experience any lost progress or content." And that was on the Respawn Twitter account. Further quote, "For players who are missing progress or content after our update this morning, please hang tight for now. We're working on an additional fix to restore your accounts to their state before our update, and we'll let you know as soon as it's ready." So basically, supper's not ready. Now, some people did try to get in, and that's where Educational World 2149 did say, quote, "My game was running when the split reset. My account had gone down to level 1, so I restarted, assuming it was a small bug. When I opened the game up, it forced me into the cross-progression prompt where I saw it over 100 levels less. And when loading in, I lost a bunch of progress, skins, Apex coins, and BP." So, what Respawn did decide was to take the servers offline. And they said this after they did that. Quote, we messed up. We're deploying a fast fix to restore the progress and content to affected accounts, but players will not be able to connect to the game during this time. Now the servers are back up and running now, and now you can play all you want to. But maybe when the servers were down, you were playing this. Eurogamer.net did say that there's going to be a Final Fantasy 16 crossover and a hint at Final Fantasy 14's graphics update. And that'll be Clive for a limited time. So the Final Fantasy 16 crossover quest is now live in Final Fantasy 14, which is online. And it will give you a look at how the 7.0 graphics update will look. Now the quest does feature Final Fantasy 16's Clive, and if you do play that, you could get both a Torgal mount and a Torgal minion. Now some of the models that we saw about Clive was put up on Twitter, and some people did show them, such as Audrey, and they're looking at the hairstyles. So what will happen? We shall see if there will be more crossovers. Oh, let's go to the dark side. Come on, follow me. This is from GameInformer.com and the Star Wars Knights of Old Republic remake. Oh, they're saying it's alive and kicking. Well, that's according to the Saber Interactive CEO, Matthew Karch. And he had an interview with IGN where he also confirmed that Saber took Star Wars, the Knights of the Old Republic remake, when they did the split from the Embracer Group. But since Saber was sold in the $500 million deal, which they are also making the first-person Jurassic Park survival, well, Knights of the Old Republic was in essentially limbo. But Karch did tell IGN, quote, it's clear and it's obvious that we're working on this. It's been in the press numerous times, but I will say that the game is alive and well, and we're dedicating to make sure we exceeded consumer expectations. So could this be coming? Well, if it is, and you're going to play it on your PC, you better be careful. PC Games N did say that some of the MSI motherboards are failing. Why? Because there are some cracked chipsets. Now, MSI motherboards has been one of the best motherboards used across all, or on all, sorry, if not most, of the gaming PCs. Even some of the non-gaming PCs. But if you have an MSI motherboard, you want to check the Intel Z90 chipset. That's if you have it, because it may fail on you. If it does, you may see some cracks on the platform controller hub. If it's right there, then you could be in trouble, which means that would have to be replaced. Now, PC Games N did provide a video, and the video is up on YouTube, looking for a Jussie repair via Tom's Hardware, and he was looking at the Z790 Tomahawk Wi-Fi motherboard that had the cracks in it, and looking for a thermal camera that demonstrates some of the problem. Now, the issue remains unknown, but Jussie did believe that there was more of a bigger issue than what he had hoped. So here's what he said, quote, we assume something happened to these silicon chips somewhere along the factory process, end quote. Now, PC Games N did try to get a hold of MSI, but they have not received any comments as of this recording. So just be aware. Now, you should also be aware that the NVIDIA DLSS 3.7.0 update via WCCF.tech.com does have a new preset with improved visual quality, and that was on the Reddit board, and that was available only for the Ray reconstruction and the DLSSD profile. And the E preset called Eager Donkey is looking to improve visual quality and select tiles with some reduced smearing. So you have been told. Now let's get to some games, because according to Eurogamer, there's some games that are just as old as Fortnite, and they're getting some 60% of the playtime. So why is that? Well, there was a report. It's called the Newzoo's second annual PC and gaming, or console gaming report. And they were looking over the data, looking at the player trends and how the playtime did shrink. And they were looking at the smaller number of games. And they saw that the live service and sandbox games did take over players' time. And that's based on the monthly active users back in 2023. And they were looking at all the games on the major platforms like Fortnite. And they were also looking at the total of hours that were spent on the game's release. And 61% of total hours were spent on games that were 6 years old and over. The newer releases, that's under 3 years old, that account for 23%. And there were five older games accounted for 25% of all the playtime, which would include Fortnite, Roblox, League of Legends, Minecraft, and GTA 5. And the average playtime that were listed by the quarter did decrease by 26% since quarter one, 2021. Now, they were saying that is what was expected because of the pandemic, but even 2023's quarter four was affected by it, so it made it a failure. Quarter four holds the holiday season. And for those, there were the games that were across PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. But Switch was a little bit different because Zelda, Mario, and Pokemon was right under Fortnite and not the others. And so was Fall Guys. They were included on the Nintendo list. So here is what Newzoo's lead analyst Tom Wyman did say about this. Quote, "Last year, we saw many highly anticipated and delayed games make landfall while significant layoffs cast a shadow over the industry. The market did recover after a slight dip in 2022, but truly significant growth is still not on the immediate horizon. Playtime is on the decline in 2024. And market consolidation is pushing more eyes and cash into the hands of fewer games and studios. And yeah, words are hard, but that is happening. So that's kind of the focus on how games are, be a Eurogamer. But they are also saying that Bloodborne card may be back with a new release date. Now somebody made Bloodborne cart, and that someone was Lilith Walther. Now, Walther did plan on releasing the Bloodborne cart earlier this year, but that did not come to be. And that was back in January. But they needed to do the scrub of the branding in the game. So, what did they do? Well, they renamed it. So it's no longer called Bloodborne cart. It's now called Nightmare Cart. And it still has the pixel graphics and the gothic setting with some stellar music. Just as before, the feature will have 20 racers and 16 maps. And they did post a trailer on the site. Now, Nightmare Cart will be available for free on Steam on the 31st of May. So if you're going to get that one, have fun with it. Don't know if I'll get it. But I got this one on pre-order. WCCF Tech did say the Stellar Blade developer Shift Up is hiring for a new AAA sci-fi action RPG in the Unreal Engine. So the South Korean studio is now responsible for the upcoming Stellar Blade. It appears to be hiring for a new project in the Unreal Engine. The studio's largest game to date, Stellar Blade, is not yet out on PlayStation 5, but it's coming soon. But they are now recruiting employees for a new AAA sci-fi action RPG. So what could they be doing? Well, they'll be using the Epic's game engine for PC and consoles, but the game could be going mobile as well. What game? Right now, it's too early to tell. The only thing that we know, it is a sci-fi game, sci-fi action, so we'll see. Nintendo Everything, yeah, it's coming to the end now. Saga Emerald Beyond has a demo coming to Switch, and the demo will also be on PlayStation 4 and 5. And now it will feature Shinori Mido, but the Steam version will focus on D.Va number 5. And by the way, if you play the demo, that progress can be carried over to the full version, if you so choose. Oh, and once again, Nintendo Everything, because Atari is bringing Neo Sprint to Switch. So if you want to go racing, you can get on the track this summer for the launch. That is developed by Headless Chicken Games. So go have fun with that. Oh, PlayStation4blog.net did say that Freedom Planet 2 will be out tomorrow. So if you like a little side-scroller for your PlayStation, go play it. Looks pretty interesting. Yes, it does. But are we interesting? Who knows? You do. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.